As Scott and I just mentioned, housing prices are plummeting. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index is out today. It shows a more than 18% decline for the end of 2008 in 20 areas around the country. Joining us now is the Case in the Case-Shiller Index. Carl Case, welcome to the program.
Good to be here, Madeline.
Well, tell us first, flesh that out for me, the headline from your report out today.
Well, the headline is more of the same. You've got every market declining, some markets declining more than others. Two basic groups of markets. One is the Phoenix, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Miami, Sunbelt, which have a tremendous number of foreclosure auctions. They account for about 54%, actually, of all the foreclosure auctions in those four states, Arizona, Nevada, California, and Florida. The rest of the country is not in free fall. House prices are falling. But at a rate of, like Boston, it's down 15% over a period of 3 years.
And as you say, this is the worst showing in the 21 years you've been doing this.
Oh, I mean, we've never seen anything like this, ever. I mean, it's dramatic decline. It's a dramatic decline. It does come on the heels, so you have to keep this in mind, of a tremendous run-up. In fact, in all of our cities, there's only one city that has prices below their 2000 levels. I mean, so we had a huge run-up in many parts of the market, at literally a 200% increase of housing prices tripled, particularly at the low end as credit expanded in the middle of the decade. So it's following on a tremendous expansion, and we're down to the point where still all of our cities are above, substantially above, where they were at the beginning of the decade.
So I guess you could be arguing that they're just coming down to realistic levels.
Yeah, I could be arguing that.
All right. Well, let's talk about what this means in relation to the president's recently announced housing rescue package. Now, I understand that it's only applicable if you have a loan of less than $417,000. In other words, not a jumbo loan. And if you're only 5% underwater.
That's right. But it does include people who have not defaulted yet, which is a good thing. And it's focused on the right target. The right target is this auction market, which has gotten clogged. That's really, by and large, it's all over the country, but it's particularly in low states in these four states, and it's at the low end of the market. So most of the properties that are in foreclosure, or a lot of the properties in foreclosure, are actually within that conforming limit.
Although in the cities that you track that have shown some of the steepest declines, San Francisco, for example, it doesn't help them very much.
Well, if you look at San Francisco, the volatile section is the section under $321,000. There really are houses in San Francisco worth less than that, and those are the ones that are really in the foreclosure pipeline. So even in the West, even in these very high value markets, there are a lot of properties that are going to be affected by this queue. A lot of the foreclosure activity was at the low end because that's where the tremendous wave of credit flowed into the market and enfranchised people, caused the lower end to triple. The lower end is still, by and large, within that conforming limit.
Carl Case is a professor of economics at Wellesley College and co-developer of the Case-Shiller Home Prices Index. Their latest report is out today. Carl Case, thank you very much.
Pleasure.